Hello and welcome to the Soul Refuge Podcast. My name is W.F. White. I am a born-again Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Be blessed. Okay, this is another look at that Billy Graham Crusade edition of Halley's Bible Handbook, and I want you to see very clearly some of the things that were removed. I'll give you images from both the books, the Graham edition and the 24th edition, which contains those warnings regarding the corruption of the Roman Catholic papacy. And it's kind of mind-blowing when you look at it, ladies and gentlemen. So as you can see, up there on the screen, you'll see a little green handbook there. That's the Billy Graham Crusade edition. That's the 23rd edition, which was copyrighted back in 1962. Now, the other one I'll be comparing that book with is the 24th edition, copyright 1965. So the one you're looking at there contains all the warnings that Mr. Halley wanted people to hear. It's mind-boggling. And I spoke on a previous video. There's a whole section in the rear of that book on pages 757 to 804 that deals with the church history. That entire section was removed in the Billy Graham edition. But there's even more that I didn't realize until recently, you know, from the other parts of the handbook that were removed. And, you know, one particular section from Revelation, the commentary that Mr. Halley did on Revelation, is a real eye-opener. So these are things you that you need to know. Now, Dr. Kathy Byrne, she wrote a book called Billy Graham and His Friends, A Hidden Agenda? And she made it clear that the original Halleys up until the 22nd edition of 1959 warned about the Jesuits. There are chapters about the Roman papacy and the Jesuits. And according to Mrs. Halley, that's the wife of Mr. Halley, the one who wrote the book, Mr. Halley spent years working on those chapters and never would have permitted the book to be changed. However, when he died, Billy Graham bought the rights and removed all the research and warning about the Jesuits in the editions that Billy Graham printed. That's from page 440 of that book. Now, you must ask yourself the question, how can Billy Graham go from declaring Roman Catholicism to be one of the three greatest dangers or menaces in the world to using Roman Catholic lay people as altar workers or counselors at his crusade meetings? Now, the answer is quite simple, actually. The warning from Jesus Christ regarding the wicked leaven was ignored, and Satan entered in full throttle, ladies and gentlemen. The false gospel of Rome did not change, but certainly we know that Billy Graham did. Now, we know he passed away very recently. So I want you to, right from the get-go, I want you to see something here, folks. Very, very important. If you take a look at that little handbook. Now, let's put two and two together. If they're using Roman Catholic people as counselors or sending them back to those churches, and they have these handbooks, obviously, at the Crusades, it wouldn't look too good if that handbook had warnings about the Catholic Church, you see, about the popes and the papacy, the corruption. So I think you're starting to see and understand why those things were removed. And it's very, very important. Now, the Billy Graham Organizational Committee preparing for the November 2004 crusade in Los Angeles, California, listen to this, promised the Roman Catholic Archdiocese that Catholics will not be proselytized. A letter from Cardinal Roger Mahoney, dated October 6, 2004, and posted at the Archdiocese website, stated, "When the crusade was held in other locations, many Catholics responded to Dr. Graham's message and came forward for Christ. Crusade officials expect the same for the Los Angeles area. These officials have assured me that in keeping with Dr. Graham's belief and policy, there will be no proselytizing, and that anyone identifying him or herself as Catholic will be referred to us for reintegration into the life of the Catholic Church. We must be ready to welcome them. Now, that's heavy-duty stuff, and that was from 2004, but it's important that you know, folks, that this stuff was going back all the way back into the early 60s, and I believe, from what I hear, even before. Now, there's no proselytizing, so in other words, a Roman Catholic is going to be sent back to be reintegrated into their own church. Now, hear me. I am a former Roman Catholic. That would be the last thing, ladies and gentlemen, that I would want done to me. Knowing what I know now, having been born again of the Spirit of truth brought me out of that corrupt system. My wife, Kathy, also. So we came out by the Spirit of God. We came out of that system. I mean, the Lord just opened our eyes to the corruption of the doctrines, my oh my, within that system. And you do not hear this in the modern day church. And that is because, you know, Billy Graham is often called the Pied Piper of compromise with Rome. And it's serious stuff. And that's why I'm making this video. I want you to get a glimpse into what was actually removed from that particular book, ladies and gentlemen. Very important that you see that. Now, as I said before, that whole section was removed from the rear of the book on church history, and I'll be looking at other things, as I said, from the book of Revelation, but I want to take a look at just what was removed. Now, if you, as I said before, if you were to open up the 24th edition of Halley's Bible Handbook, you will find this section in the rear of that book regarding church history. And I have a picture on the screen. You can just get an idea. And if you notice where I underlined in red, where Mr. Halley made the point, it says, it is the duty of ministers to teach their people. And it goes on to say about church history. Now, there's a reason Mr. Halley, he spent years, ladies and gentlemen, working on these things. And that's why his wife, when she found out what took place, when Graham removed this stuff from that edition, I guess she was a little upset, and that's what was brought out in that book. He spent years, and here he's saying it's the duty, my oh my, it's the duty of the ministers of God to tell people about these things, to warn people about church history. He took these things serious. He would have never expected these things to be removed. Here's what things that Mr. Halley did research on, stuff like the depths of the papal degradation. My oh my, you had popes murdering other popes. They called it a blood-stained papal throne, stolen money. They were referred to as monsters. They used to pay money to buy the office of the pope, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is scary stuff, talking about papal absolutism. The immorality that was in the office of the pope is mind-blowing. You read about them, how they forbade the reading of the Bible. They ordered the extermination of heretics. Hear me now. Let me stop right there. I'm making YouTube videos, folks, regarding these things. If I would have lived back then, folks, there would have been, first of all, we know there was no YouTube, but a person like me would have been exterminated. They wouldn't put up with this stuff, folks. And you know, this is why people need to hear about church history. When you cover it up, which is what was done with this edition, you cover it up, people are not going to know. You know, you often hear things about the Holocaust, you know, the Jewish Holocaust, and they talk about how people are trying to cover it up. Some people say it never happened, and that is wicked in itself. And so they say these things need to be spoken about. You know, you have that Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., which I've been to. I spent the whole day there. It's good for you to remember these things, because they will be covered up, and people will try to sweep it under the rug. That's what took place here, ladies and gentlemen. So it talks about the papal power maintained by the Inquisition, which is called the Holy Office. I mean, you do some research on the Inquisition, folks, it's scary. You're talking bloody torture. What they did to human beings who refuse to bend their knee to Rome. It's wicked, totally wicked. That's what you need to know. Here's the thing. Enter the Jesuits. We know how the Jesuits came about, and another thing that was covered up. And then the church history speaks about Martin Luther, and we know about Martin Luther and how he rebelled against the Catholic Church. And, you know, I don't agree with everything Martin Luther said. I'm not a Lutheran, but, you know, that was a stepping stone. I mean, he revolted against the teachings of Rome. You know, it was the up on your screen, you see indulgences. There was a man by the name of John Tetzel. He would sell indulgences, and that was the breaking point for Martin Luther. This man would go around with a chest, a money chest, and people, he'd have a little saying on there about throwing a coin in there, and as soon as the coin, you know, gets in there, a soul from purgatory springs. It's unbelievable stuff, folks. And this, believe it or not, that big thing over there in Rome, St. Peter's, was built upon the money that came in through stuff like this, folks. That's the truth. So these are things you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. And this was all removed from that Graham edition talking about the Pope's War and the German Protestants and the papal persecutions and so on and so forth. So as I said, there's a lot of pages in the rear of the book from 757 to 804, ladies and gentlemen, almost 50 pages right there at the rear of the book. So these are things that you need to know regarding that. Now, there are other things, ladies and gentlemen. There was a section, you know, somebody asked a question. Actually, they made a comment asking me to compare certain passages, and one of them was 2 Thessalonians, and I took a look, and I noticed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, there's a section, it says, it's up on your screen, talking about the Protestant reformers, and, you know, they saw the corruption of the church, and they saw how the Pope usurped the authority of Jesus Christ. Now, the section you see up on the screen, ladies and gentlemen, that's from the 24th edition. But once again, when you go to the Billy Graham edition, look, I drew a red line there. That's where that paragraph should have been. It's removed. Do you see the point I'm making here, folks? These things were removed so as not to offend the Catholics. Obviously, you're hiding things. Things that people need to know. We're dealing with souls here, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very unbelievable. Let me give you another glimpse again. That's what's in the 24th edition, talking about the Protestant reformers. They saw how the Pope was corrupt and usurped the authority of Jesus Christ. And then you go back to the Graham edition, the Crusade edition, paragraph removed. But it gets even worse, actually. If you go to the book of Revelation, and we're talking with Revelation chapter 17. Now, look at that. It says, an apostate church on the throne of a world empire. And this is dealing, ladies and gentlemen, with the wicked Roman Catholic Church, the papacy. And this was, as I said, this was in the book that Mr. Halley worked so hard on for so many years, and which his wife said would have never removed those things from the book. But Billy Graham purchased the rights to that book, and for his Crusade editions, those are nowhere to be found, those sections. So once again, look at that. Halley's Bible Handbook, 24th edition, copyright 1965. So this is, you'll find this in Revelation chapter 17, Mr. Halley's commentary. And he's talking about an apostate church on the throne of a world empire. And then that continued. That was page 731, and it continued on to page 732, and it's once again, it's dealing with the wicked, corrupt papacy, which is found in the Roman Catholic Church, And, you know, at the bottom of that same page, it talked about the filthiness of her fornication, being drunk with the blood of the martyrs, and so on and so forth. And these are things that are found in the 24th edition of that handbook now. Now, if you go back to the Crusade edition, you are going to see that these things are not there. So here's the page. Now, you see on your screen, it says the next section is missing because it was removed for the Billy Graham Crusade edition. In other words, it would have followed right there, and that's where it should be, and it's not there. And what you have now is the illustration in the book is it follows that section, but the other section is missing. So you say, where's the section entitled The Apostate Church on the Throne of a World Empire? It should have followed the previous section. Why were the words of Dr. Henry Halley removed? Dr. Halley's warnings about the papacy and the Roman Catholic Church, they were removed. They're missing, folks. This is heavy duty stuff that we are talking about here, folks. And it just floats right into chapter 18 as if nothing happened, ladies and gentlemen. So I wanted you to see that for yourself. Very, very important. Once again, let me show you again what was taken out. This deals with the corruption of the Roman Catholic Church, dealing with the popes of Rome. And this will not be found, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the pomp and the splendor that's in that system. And, you know, how they have the authority. They have the supreme authority. They can forgive sins. They can grant indulgences, and you need them as the church. They still believe, ladies and gentlemen, to this day, that they are the only one true church. So these are things that you should be aware of. These things, I'm letting you know, folks, because if they're not letting you know in the pulpits of the modern day church, folks, I will. And I give God the glory for that. I know when the Lord ministers to me and puts things on my heart, it burns. Lord, have mercy. It burns in my heart, and I can't hold it. And woe is unto me if I preach not this gospel, ladies and gentlemen, and warn you. My, it's the Lord that is telling me what to do. So I do this because why? Because the Roman Catholic Church, it has not changed. That system is still the same. The papacy, it's still the same. They still put their man-made tradition on an equal level with the scriptures. I mean, that's where it gets heavy duty, folks, because when you do that, you're saying that your tradition and the scriptures are one, and that's not true. See, that's how they get over, folks. You know, they have their seven sacraments, and people are in bondage, as I was to that system for many years. You know, many people have a similar testimony to mine, that they never heard the truth. They never heard the true gospel preached inside that church, and I can make that testimony. You read about former priests, former nuns. I think one of the ladies, a nun, was Peggy O'Neill, talks about never heard the true gospel within that system. I was invited on many times, the late Bob Bush, a Jesuit priest for 22 years, ladies and gentlemen. And I thank God he had me on many times, and we spoke. It was an hour show. I loved it. We prayed before. It was so good to have fellowship with people who came out of the same type of thing. Now, that man for 22 years was within that system, and then his eyes were opened up, and he had a program entitled His Truth is Marching On, a one-hour program. It aired every Saturday out in California, and powerful witness. I love listening to him talk. It was good stuff, folks. And here's a man, one of many priests and nuns who left that system, came out. And my word to you today, ladies and gentlemen, if you are indeed a Roman Catholic, I know many times people have their boxing gloves on immediately. I understand that. You dig your heels in. But hear me now. Search the scriptures for yourself, as the people in Berea did, Acts chapter 17 and 11. Dig into the word of God for yourself. And you pray and say, Lord, I want the truth no matter what. And I'll leave it right there as far as that goes. And you see, you dig into the word and you say, Lord, I want the truth. That's how you should be praying, by the way. You should be praying, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. You know, if I'm not saved, you should know it, okay? You should know whether you're saved or you're not saved. So the Roman Catholic system, I don't want to get off here, it still teaches the same things. It teaches about purgatory, the Roman Catholic Mass, which they say satisfies the justice of God for sins committed against him. So we have an unbiblical priesthood. Mary is still worshipped. I know I've told this many times. People always say, oh, we don't worship Mary. Trust me, folks, I was in a Roman Catholic church. I prayed my Hail Marys by the thousands on my rosary. I bowed before statues. Oh, yes, I did. So this stuff that they don't pray to Mary, worship Mary, I mean, they're calling her a co-redeemer, a co-mediatrix. It's unbelievable. Keep in mind that the Roman Catholic Church still declares themselves to be the only one true church, okay? They still have over 100 anathemas, 100 curses against people like myself who disagree with their teachings. Oh, yes. Teachings regarding purgatory, the Mass. If you don't agree with that, they say, let you be anathema. And you say, well, that's the Middle Ages. No, that was something that was from the Council of Trent, which was a response to the Protestant Reformation. And those curses, everything that went on at the Council of Trent, was upheld by the Council of Vatican II. Search it out for yourself. So those things are still believed today. Oh, yes, they are. So, you know, people talk about the modern-day Pope and how he's not like the rest of the popes. And, you know, if you remember when he came into the United States, he rode into town and he had a little fiat, and people are talking about how humble he is. Folks, you know, this is a man that's waited on hand and foot, by the way. He's got his place over there in Rome. They say it's not that big, but hear me now. They have a farm where they grow special olives for him. And folks, you do the investigation for yourself. So I don't care if you come riding into town on a tricycle, an adult tricycle, folks. If you preach a false gospel, it's a false gospel. And that's what I'm saying here. So he's treated like royalty. You know, I remember when he came into New York City, they had this 8-foot fence, I believe it was, in Central Park. They don't even do that, as far as I know, when President Obama walked through there with his wife, folks. 8-foot fence. And this wasn't one of those cheap plastic orange fences, folks. This was a quality looking strong fence when this man rode into town. Basically, the whole city shuts down. You think there's traffic jams in New York? Wait till the Pope comes in, folks. That's what happened. So not only that, when he went to Chiapas, Mexico, there were millions adoring him, kissing his ring, folks, when he rode through Chiapas, Mexico. But people didn't hear the other side of the story, folks. In Chiapas, Mexico, that same town, you have Christians who were persecuted, people who would not convert to Roman Catholicism. They were having meetings in their own homes. Oh, my. And many of those people had their property confiscated, just like they used to do, ladies and gentlemen, in the Middle Ages. And that's why I'm doing this, folks, because, you know, you can see it coming. And because it is totally ignored, you turn on what is called Christian television. And folks, you want to be deceived, you just watch enough that. You let your mind be filled with that stuff, and you'll be totally duped. You see, I'm shouting a warning here, folks. We can't cover these things up. That's what Mr. Halley wanted to be done. He said the ministers have a responsibility to tell the people about church history. And the system of Rome today is the same system that existed back then. Not only that, there are more false doctrines that have been made doctrine regarding even Mary. And when you take a look at her, the Immaculate Conception, the Feast of the Assumption, the papal infallibility, infallibility of the Pope in 1870, folks. This is even after the time of like Martin Luther. So these are things, this is why I do these things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you today, do not be deceived any longer. Do not be bamboozled any longer. And I testify today to you today, folks. If you've never been born again, if you've never been saved, if you've never been genuinely saved, folks, the good news, if you're a Roman Catholic, the good news is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. The Bible makes it clear that God commended his love toward us and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. You'll find that in Romans chapter 5. Read it for yourself, folks. You can be saved. You can know you're justified. You can know you've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, preach repentance and forgiveness of sins in my name. Turn to him and say, Lord, save my soul. It's something you do from the heart, folks. You can do that wherever you are. You do not have to walk into a church building to do that, folks. Take it from me, a former Roman Catholic. Many people have left the Roman Catholic system, so I'm going to leave it right there, folks. Don't forget what you heard regarding this teaching on how they removed these warnings from the Crusade edition. The reason these things were removed is because Billy Graham, for many decades, worked hand in hand with the Roman Catholic Church. Don't ever forget that. Be blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ.